The Great Fluoride Scam. In an article for Far Shore News titled The Great Fluoride Scam, James Donahue wrote, "I was a child when fluoride, a byproduct from the manufacture of atomic bombs, was first introduced to the American people. Nobody told us where fluoride came from. All we knew is that it was a newly discovered chemical that would make our teeth extra hard and ward off cavities. When a free fluoride clinic was set up one summer in our school, all the kids in town lined up to have the bitter-tasting stuff rubbed on their teeth. We were pretty gullible in those days. The period immediately following World War II was a time of scientific advancement. After the inventions of nylon, rayon, plastic, and other marvelous products that replaced fabrics, rubber, and steel during the war years, people were lulled into the belief that those balding men in white laboratory jackets could solve all of the problems of the world. The belief was so strong that we blindly accepted whatever a scientist told us. Nobody dreamed that we might be victims of fraud. But alas, after years of drinking, scrubbing, and consuming fluoride-laced products, we now learn that we've been scammed. This chemical is found to be totally ineffective in preventing tooth decay. Not only that, it seems to be directly linked to a variety of medical problems ranging from discolored teeth to bone disease and cancer. In short, fluoride is a poison." This is not news to the medical world. The Journal of the American Medical Association and the New England Journal of Medicine have both reported greater incidence of hip fractures in fluoridated areas. The National Institute of Environmental and Health Services has linked fluoridation with cancer. Yamianis writes that the acceleration of the aging process by fluoride occurs at the biochemical level by causing enzyme inhibition, collagen breakdown, genetic damage, and disruption of the immune system. "Fluoride interacts with the bonds which maintain the normal shape of proteins," he continues. "With distorted protein, the immune system attacks its own protein, the body's own tissue. The visual and physical effects from prolonged exposure to fluoride include nausea, bloody vomit, faintness, stomach cramps, tremors, constipation, aching bones, stiffness, skin rash, weight loss, and brown or black discoloration of the teeth." The horror in this story is that fluoride was known as a deadly poison from the start. But if this was true, why would the U.S. government promote the sale of it to its own people, and later people all over the world? There is compelling evidence that the program of water fluoridation began as a massive effort to cover up bad publicity from one of the most toxic materials to emerge from the government's secret nuclear weapons program. The idea was that if fluoride could be presented to the country as beneficial, then no one could sue the government for being harmed by it. Now that the truth about fluoride is out, why haven't towns and toothpaste companies stopped dumping this terrible poison into our water and toothpaste supplies? Don't expect that to happen. This is a multi-billion-dollar industry. Nobody shuts down a money machine like that without a fight.